Now, a couple of the issues that have come out in using bevacizumab in the metastatic setting are the issue of hypertension and also the issue of delayed wound healing in patients who are going to have surgery. How does that play out in the patients in the metastatic setting, and how do you think it's going to work in terms of these trials now looking at it in the adjuvant or neoadjuvant situation?
I think the trials will be designed in the adjuvant setting to start the bevacizumab long enough after wound healing. And these days, wound healing from breast surgery, as you well know, is a rather modest event, except perhaps for drainage of the axilla, which in my experience is really the biggest issue. So patients still getting seromas and having to have their drains in if they do have a complete axillary dissection, or even occasionally after sentinel node biopsy alone, is the issue. The actual healing of the breast is not a big issue. I think it becomes a very big issue in the neoadjuvant setting, because there you're going to balance going to surgery with giving the drug. And if you can extrapolate from the colon experience, where there is a fair amount of experience, generally the recommendation is to wait 4 to 8 weeks after the last dose of bevacizumab before one does surgery. Now, again, the surgery on the colon will be somewhat more extensive than one would do in the breast, but I think the issues about wound healing in breast surgery and possibly cosmetic results if one is doing breast conservation might be a real issue. So you don't want to leave a patient too long after therapy before they go to surgery, and finding that balance in the neoadjuvant setting I think will be important. And then again, following those patients afterwards, particularly patients who have had bevacizumab in the neoadjuvant setting and possibly in adjuvant after their surgery, and seeing what the effects of radiation are on that. We have no idea about that, and that's a very important aspect for breast cancer, which is specific and very different than we've seen, for example, in colon or lung cancer. So we have a lot to learn in that setting.
How do you handle the issue of wound healing and surgery in your patients with metastatic disease right now? And for example, what about minor types of surgical procedures, putting in ports or, you know, even dental work? How do you approach that in patients who are getting bevacizumab?
Minor surgical procedures have not been an issue in my experience. We're able to put in ports and start bevacizumab really right away, and we don't see any impaired wound healing for ports, for dental surgery, for minor surgical procedures. For patients that are on the drug and then have to undergo surgery, we like to stop 4 weeks in advance. And we've had a few patients who have gone through surgery who have not had that amount of time because they've had an emergent surgical issue. In general, I would say that for a limited number of patients, hasn't been a huge issue in terms of wound healing.